Mark, just finished the game here against Bala, a 0-0. Do you consider that a point win or 2 points lost?
Before the game, if I'm honest, I would have settled for a point because I think Bala are an extremely good team with a potent attacking force. And if that doesn't work, they got some very experienced subs to put on. But having played the game, the boys gave a fantastic performance. Perhaps at the end of the day, Colin Caton is a little happier with 1 point than myself. But I can question the attitude, the commitment, and what the players offered today was fantastic.
I'll have to comment on their fitness. I thought it was superb, their levels of fitness. What do you do in pre-season to make sure that they're ready to commit themselves like that?
Yeah, this year you have to realise, we haven't got the resources to sign sort of off the peg, off the shelf, experienced players who you just put a shirt on their back and they go and play. We have to teach them the game, and part of teaching them the game is you have to be super fit, because if you can run for the 90 minutes, then you'll cause problems. So as a group, they've been working very, very hard since June the 20th when we came back, harder than I've worked any group pre-season. And hopefully people can see the rewards of that, and the players can see the rewards of that, which is just as important. They get a little bit of success. I felt a little bit sorry from today. I was just hoping that they get a little bit of luck and nick a goal, which I think we deserved, which gives them even more belief. But on the whole, I'm absolutely delighted. After getting beat 5 at Airbus and all the Doom merchants were out and different things, we've looked a decent attacking force, but more important than that, we've kept 2 clean sheets, which is absolute fantastic. We 42 games last year, we kept 4 clean sheets. We've kept 2 already this year, which pleases me more than anything.
That's great. I know we don't like to mention individuals, but I'd like to mention ask you a question about two. Leeds' 250th appearance in the West Premier League team today. What does he bring to a side?
Well, he brings an attitude, a professionalism, the way he conducts himself on and off the field of play. He's never a minute's trouble. I go on to the players constantly about standards, your own personal standards on and off the pitch. And he's an experienced player, but he sets the right example in everything he does. And I think he's actually getting better. He's got at least another 250 in him because of the way he conducts himself, how fit he is. But I think he's a big part of the last 2 clean sheets. We're asking him to do something that ordinarily hasn't been renowned for previously, coming off his line and catching crosses. And I think he's doing that superbly, and that spreads confidence throughout the team.
And the new cult hero here at Richmond Park, the young man Dwayne Bailey, once again playing against one of the better strikers in the league, in Lee Hunt. How do you rate his performance today?
Well, I think, I said to the kid afterwards that, the two strikers he's played against, Les Davis and Lee Hunt, have been possibly the best 2 strikers in the league for like 8 or 9 years. But to keep his feet on the ground, I said to him, if you're playing like that in 20 games' time, then you might be a player, son. So keep his feet on the ground. He's a nice kid. He wants to learn. He's keen to learn. He's got natural athleticism, but he's been a bonus without a shadow of a doubt. I took a gamble on him last week, which proved to be a good decision, and I thought he deserved to stay in the team today and justified his place.
Thank you, Mark. Have a safe journey home, and we'll see you Tuesday for that game in the World Cup against Britain Ferry Clan Samwell.
Cheers to you. Thank you.